When I was 6 years old, my sister Allison asked for a stove for her birthday. A miniature one you could actually cook with, and my mom was nice and she bought one. Allison needed a reason to beg, so she barged in her room and she grabbed me. She said, "I made a cake and we're going next door to Sam Weinstein's and you're getting married." The cake was burnt, it tasted gross. She made me kiss him on the mouth. Now I am 33, unmarried happily, no plans in life, and I'm planning to keep it that way. I do kissing with only one mission. Do you like to kiss? Then you have my permission. And I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I just want to make out all the time, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to. When I was 9, I was kind of a loser. The kids in my class didn't like me. Melanie Chow was the meanest of all, and my mom made me go to her party. Nobody talked to me. I sat there quietly drawing with crayons on a napkin. A picture of Melanie skewered with a pitchfork, her legs getting eaten by lions. The cake was good. I took some home. I had a party in my room. Now I have friends and I'm not such a loser, but I go to bars all alone and I sit there and order red wine and I write and I like being alone around people. Yes, that's how I like it. And I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I want to sit here and write and drink wine, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to. Yes, I come here often. Sure, I'll have another one, but I don't have to talk to you. When I was 17, I was a blowjob queen, picking up tips from the masters. I was so clueless, perfecting my art. I was brainless to know what they were after. Now I'm still a blowjob queen, far more selectively. I don't make love now to make people love me, but I don't mind sharing my gift with the planet. We're all gonna die and a blowjob's fantastic. And when I was 25, I was a rock star, but it didn't pay too well. I had to strip on the side of the road to get ready for shows, and the cars driving by, baby, they'd never know what a bargain they'd gotten. And if I'm forgotten, I'm perfectly happy with all that has happened, and I still get laughed at, but it doesn't bother me. I'm so glad to hear laughter around me. I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I want to drink alone, dressed like a pirate, or look like a dyke, or wear high heels and lipstick, or hide in a convent, or try to be mayor, or marry a writer, smoke crack and slash tires, make jokes you don't like, or paint ducks and retire, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to.